Second pack of Makis, first Mishnah, Elehei Magoilam. These people have to go into exile, into the Ori Miklot. Ahoyig Nefesh Bishkoga, a person who kills somebody unintentionally. Now we'll see, it has to be a certain level of Shogeg. It can't be too close to Mezid, and it can't be too close to Oynes. It has to be somewhere in the middle. What's the example? Ayy Magil Va Magila. So he was smoothing off a roof to put with a tit, some type of cement that they would put on the roof to smooth off the roof. And as he was doing that, it fell out of his hand and killed somebody underneath him. So he's making a downward motion and it fell out of his hand. So Yemashal Shabachavas, oh, he was holding a jug and on a rope, and also he was letting it down from the roof and it dropped it and it fell on somebody and killed him. Or he was going down a ladder and he fell on somebody and killed him. That raised the koila goes to Golos. In other words, since he was doing a downward motion, that's considered a regular shogeg. The Gemara Lamaisa learns it from a pasuk that it has to be derech nefila. He was pulling this tool that smooths out the cement on the roof towards him, an upward motion, and fell out of his hand and went down and killed somebody. So he's drawing up this bucket, this jug, and the rope ripped, and the thing fell and somebody killed him. He was going up a ladder, and somebody tripped and he fell down and killed somebody. This is the general rule. If the act happened as he was making a downward motion and killed somebody, then it gets golish. If he was making an upward motion, it does not get the death penalty. The person was trapping wood and he held onto the handle, but the metal part flipped, shot off, and killed somebody. Rabbi holds he does not get golish. It's also a dashing from Sukkim that Chacham says he does get golus. And the Eitzam is Bakeya. If the thing that killed him was not the axe itself, but as he chopped the wood, a splinter shot out and killed somebody. Rabbi says he gets golus because it says Menoshal Abazel Mena Eitz. So, as we said, there's different ways of dashing the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda dashes that it's talking about that the basil is going to cause something to come off, chip off of the wood. Whereas the Chacham says it's talking about a case that the metal itself is going to fall off the axe and kill.